13, Mishnah 3, Akore b'chamasei v'almeisef. One tears in anger, right? He tears his garment. He gets so cross, tears his garment. Or he tears it destructively, like as a sign of grief over a dead person. Then in all of these cases, v'chol makalkilin, in any destructive act, paturin, one is exempt from liability, from bringing a sin offering. And the reason being that nothing in the temple, in the tabernacle, was done destructively. Everything was done constructively. So you can never transgress those melochas, if you're doing it destructively. Yeah. Just in the notes over here, he brings that if a person's tearing for the dead and it's a mitzvah tearing, you know, there is the kriya. So he said, then you would be liable, because that's not destructive. This is talking about someone who tears and it's not for that mitzvah. But someone who does something destructively in order to fix up afterwards. And the classic case is the one we had in the last Mishnah, that he tears in order to stitch. In that case, he would be liable, and the measure he would be liable is the same as for someone who does something in a constructive manner. So that's the only time that a person would ever be liable if they did something destructive, and that was if they did it in order to do something constructive afterwards.